Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Tangway and Hart. It's Gary Tangway and Andy Hart on WEEI.
Newton under center, takes the snap, play action, fakes, throws right,
it's picked off, intercepted, Kenny Young on the pick, he's still going, and he is into the end zone for the touchdown, an 80-yard pick six for Kenny Young, and just like that, it's 16-0 Rams.
Fake it to him, Jones has to step out of the pocket and loft one, and it's a touchdown, and it's Jaleel Billingsley.
Watch Mac Jones, the subtle ride up into the pocket allows this to happen. He can feel the pressure from behind. He moves up in the pocket, and that gives him the time to hit the corner route to the tight end. That you can't teach.
Cam's our quarterback.
No! God, please, no!
Whatever time Jared or Mac are ready to challenge and compete, then we'll see how that goes.
Please, God.
He said that Cam's our quarterback. What exactly does that mean?
Just what I said.
How long does that last for?
Somebody would have to play better than he does.
Coach Belichick, keep it 100.
After school, let's hear it for Stacey's mom. Crank it up, Amy. Come on, crank
great
it up.
Great video, too.
You just sounded like such a creep when you just said that.
It was a good video.
You just sounded like such a creep. Tangway and Art, 617-779-7937 on Mother's Day. Happy, we'll get it out of the way. To everyone, happy Mother's Day. How's that? 617-779-7937.
Andy Hart. Wishing everybody a happy Mother's Day. Isn't there a certain audience that it only applies to?
I'm just covering all my bases, dude.
In this day and age, if you identify as a mother, you're a mother.
You're a mother.
Damn it, I identify as a mother. Today is my day.
You know what? Then happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What'd you get me?
You know what? I'm going to read your article.
Hart writes.
I'm going to read your article.
Is that a punishment or is that a gift?
That is, well, it depends. Let's wait and see how I do.
Typo one.
Coming up on the show today, we are going to talk about Andy Hart's article and the fact that he wants Mac Jones to be the starting quarterback. And I hate to say it, but I agree with him. Also, then at 10 o'clock, we'll be doing the next superstar in Boston. And Andy just said it off the air. And unfortunately, he says his most intelligent things when the microphone is off. But we are at a crossroads.
Yes.
We're at a crossroads when it comes to the next Boston superstar. We will get into that as well. Plus, Spaz hit the streets. We talked to the people on who they want for the next quarterback of the New England Patriots. And we'll have some Mother's Day brunch food.
Wait, we're having food?
No, but all I can say is that Spaz,
I'm going to talk about food. I need food.
It's Mother's Day. We need to talk about Mother's Day.
Spaz gave me this thing about what mothers like to eat on Mother's Day, and it has a lot. This thing could get us in trouble because there's a lot of meat references in there. So I'm just going to leave that alone.
I think that's the opposite of what mothers want on Mother's Day.
At least in my house, Lord knows. So we'll get into that. But we kick things off here on Tangway and Hart on Sports Radio WEEI. Andy wrote a great article this week at WEEI.com, and it's so damn good. You wrote it, I think, on Thursday, and I think it's still up at the top of the page.
I don't know.
It's good.
It's got some legs.
So, anyways, Andy talks about Bill Belichick saying, Cam's our quarterback. Andy says the reality, he's not. And this was very interesting, Hart. I have to give you credit on this, because you did some research, and these numbers are very telling.
Ooh.
Very telling.
Do tell.
History shows us that Belichick selected 18 players in the first round of the draft from 01 to 20. Most to fill immediate and near future obvious needs. You're a little wordy.
Shut the hell up.
So I'm going
to
skip over
some of
the words.
The good part.
Tangway the editor all of a sudden.
Kidding. 18, he can't edit his own stuff. We know that.
18 players, 15 started at least one game during the rookie season. More than half of them, 10, started week one of the rookie year. 14 of the 18 guys started in the first 5 weeks of their first taste of professional action, with 8 ending up playing double digit starts.
Boom!
In year one. So the numbers back it up.
Yeah.
So if Mac Jones starts week one, you won't be surprised.
I will not be stunned at all. Now, I don't expect it to be, oh, did you see history, Mac? I always play rookies, so you're going to start. Like, he obviously has to go earn it.
Did you read Andy Hart's column?
Right. No, he obviously has to go earn it. But I think Lombardi was big on, that's a red shirt year. Screw the red shirt year. You drafted a quarterback because you needed a quarterback, which is what you've done at virtually every position at some point in your history. And then when you look back at the guys that didn't actually start, well, there's some reasons, like Lawrence Maroney, for example. He was still behind Corey Dillon, who rushed for like 900 yards, had 13 touchdowns, but Maroney still had 175 attempts or something, played.
Had some big plays that year.
You know, guys like Merriweather, who was buried behind like Rodney Harrison, James Sanders, Eugene Wilson, like established veteran players. Excuse me, but there is no established veteran player ahead of Mac Jones on the depth chart. Is that correct?
That is correct.
There's a guy on a one-year, low money, barely kept his job last year deal here, who the owner a month ago excluded from the conversation about the future of the quarterback position. Do you remember when Robert Kraft said, yeah, the future, it's either Jarrett or we got to bring somebody in? Didn't mention the three letters C-A-M. Cam Newton is not a part of this discussion. It's all about Mac Jones, the need, and Mac Jones, can he get ready between last Saturday, if you read all the stories, he was already digesting the playbook and reading and doing this. Can he be ready by September or by October? I'll be stunned if he does not start by midseason.
Cam's our quarterback.
I think he could
You're
start
full
week
of it,
one.
Bill. I mean, I do too. Drew Bledsoe did. Last time he took a first-round quarterback, Drew Bledsoe did. For the hardest of hard asses, Bill Parcells, Mr. Don't put him in Canton, don't get his bust ready just yet. Remember all the phrases of Parcells? Put Drew out there. Why wouldn't you? Because you know why? You know what his option was? Worse name than Cam Newton, Scott Sekulow.
Yes.
But at this point, actual action on the field, Cam Newton, just because his name is better than Scott Sekulow's, he threw eight touchdown passes last year, correct?
Yes.
There were times where it was turn the TV off hideous for some Patriots fans. Didn't want to watch the Patriots anymore.
People didn't even turn it on.
Exactly. So why would you not start Mac Jones, who's put his pudgy midsection aside, because that's a bit of an issue that I've noticed. Really bothered my wife. I showed her that photo last night. She's like,
ooh, he's fat.
This guy's the 20-something-year-old future superstar New England quarterback? How come he's so pudgy around the midsection?
Well, I said that about Brady. Well, I know that you read my article when I said he is Tom Brady. And a little bit was tongue-in-cheek. As of right now, I mean, they're similar. I mean, and it's been up there, too. You know, Volan wrote about it, too. He's like Tom Brady.
Everybody's written about it.
Charlie started it. Yeah,
Charlie started it like a month and a half ago.
Yeah, but there are similarities, okay?
Obviously.
At this point. And when we say similarities at this point, we'll see how it plays out. 617-779-7937. And the question I want to ask is, we all want Mac Jones to start. I can't believe there's anybody that wants Cam Newton to start. I can't believe that. So the question is, do you think Bill Belichick will start Mac Jones?
Yep.
Now, there is a large faction of people that don't believe that.
Why?
They believe that he's going to go with Cam Newton because for some reason or other, Bill has this, and I think it's a misperception, that he's stubborn and he doesn't like rookies, which you have dispelled in this article.
Gerard Mayo, Devin McCourty, these guys are playing tough positions.
Andy.
Gerard Mayo is a linebacker, right? Like, that's sort of like a quarterback of a defense. Devin McCourty is playing corner. You're out on an island. And remember, people, he's a safety. Nope.
Well, he was a corner back then.
And they put him out on an island, and he started.
Didn't Eugene Wilson start?
Eugene Wilson.
Because he had a great rookie year.
Came in.
He had a great rookie year, then he went down. But then he went
down. He was great.
But the point about McCourty is well taken because as a cornerback, he was awesome that year.
Correct. I believe he made the Pro Bowl.
He was phenomenal. And then the second year he went.
Yeah, the bottom fell out. Whatever.
Whatever.
And I'm not saying, by the way, Mac Jones should start. And, oh, by the way, Mac Jones is going to be the franchise 10 years. No. I'm just saying if you look at history of drafting first-round picks, most of them are for need, either need this year or need next. I actually, in my head, was thinking, oh, Nate Solder will be a counterexample because he came in behind Matt Light. I forgot he started like 13 games at right tackle. So Nate Solder was the future left tackle for Matt Light, but started immediately at right tackle. They all start.
Isaiah Wynn would have started.
Would have started. Would have bumped all of those numbers up, likely. If he could have stayed healthy, he would have started week one. And he would have started the first month. All of it.
And Light was starting halfway through his rookie year?
Well, he was a second-round pick. I didn't even go into that, but those guys, a lot of those guys played, too. But yes, he became a starter as a second-round pick. Everybody starts. No, Matt Light was going to start his first game, but he told his parents he was going to start, so Bill didn't start him.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. So what I feel is people are looking at Bill Belichick because of what happened last year, and I have been as critical as Belichick as anybody. I think his biggest mistake, and quite frankly his only mistake so far, even though it had huge ramifications, has been how he handled the quarterback last year. He wasn't prepared for Brady to leave. He thought Brady was going to stay. He took him for granted. He didn't have a plan. He had Cam Newton. He panicked, and he said, you know what? Screw it. It's all about COVID. That's it. That's where I criticize Belichick. Now, that's huge. But I am not going to sit here, and I am not going to criticize Bill Belichick for something I don't think he's guilty of. The reason that they paid Cam Newton short money, because I think he felt, I need a quarterback. Yes. I got to have somebody there. Stidham's not the guy. Now, you could have said, you know, why did you sign Cam Newton before the draft? You know, Andy, I don't know.
Why not?
Do you want to go into the draft without a starting right. quarterback? So you go in, you have Newton. He's not going to be the guy. This is Mac Jones's job to win.
And what if you don't get Mac
Jones?
And
he's going to win it.
What if you don't get Mac Jones in the draft and you don't have Newton? Now all of a sudden,
now
the
you
leverage.
Get Davis Mills.
Maybe you draft Davis Mills, but now the leverage when you go back to Cam, he goes, no, no, it was three and change before the draft. It looks like you need me a lot more than I need you right now. Let's call it eight, Bill. Let's call it 10. It was leverage play. And I also firmly believe some of it was retroactive pay. He paid him for last year. Like, he's just like, Cam, I really appreciate what you did. Here's a make good. I'm not making you any promises this year. Here's some money. Some of it's guaranteed. Let's see what we can do. I have no problem with that because the devil, you know, he had a devil that he was comfortable with.
The money's nothing.
The money's nothing.
And I do believe that Belichick reads the room better than anybody. I think that's been his gift. I think when he got here, he realized that Willie McGinnis, you were there. Willie McGinnis had the corner locker, Andy. Okay? And he knew that he needed a player on his side. And Willie was almost an assistant coach. All through Bill's 20 years, he's had players that, I don't want to say carry the, have carried the message.
Yes.
Okay. And why I don't understand it, and maybe you don't understand it, there is a faction of that with Cam Newton still. And I think that among the players. And I think that Bill realized that. So I think if he's going to keep the locker room, he had to do him a solid. So that's great.
I don't know. Is that really true?
I think there's a, I don't understand it. I don't
David
understand
Andrews
it.
And James White and Devin McCourty and Matthew Slater can't carry the locker room? Now we're keeping Cam to carry the locker room?
No, I think that there are players within the locker room that like Cam.
Sure.
So.
But there are always players that like somebody.
Well, then maybe
Tom Brady grew a beard because they traded Logan Mankins.
I mean, you know something? Then maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm reading the tea leaves wrong. But that's what I keep hearing while he's around. You're not buying it.
I'm not. I think it was a, we need to have worst case scenario fallback plan. That's Cam. Like something happens, we don't get Jimmy. Something happens, we don't get a starting caliber quarterback. We end up with Mills in the second, but we're not sure Mills, after starting 11 games at Stanford with a bad knee, is going to be ready to go. We need a fallback plan. You know, we need our AAA card in our wallet just in case something goes wrong. Cam's the AAA card. That's what that is. You got to call them in case of emergency. I need a tow home.
Okay. Jeff Howe had a great article on The Athletic, the whole thing, breaking down why Mac Jones is such a patriot guy. I mean, it makes him sound like Brady, too. I mean, the whole thing. His commitment to film, his work ethic, the fact that he's faced adversity. There is something to that. I mean, Mac Jones was not an automatic.
No.
This guy was not highly recruited. This guy knocked on people's doors.
Sure.
This guy, like
you know
Brady,
who he really is?
Had to fight for what he has.
But he didn't really. See, that's where he's identical to Tom Brady.
What do you mean?
He had to fight and claw his way to Alabama.
He did.
Just like Tom Brady had to fight and claw his way through Michigan, one of the premier schools in football schools.
Where he
in the
didn't start initially.
And he had to talk to his sports psychologist that he's right. had since the sixth grade and his throwing coach since he had since the sixth grade and claw. Like, these stories of rag to riches to me are very similar. Between Tom Brady, wasn't really rags to riches. It was kind of riches to richer. And Mac Jones. Oh, my God, you poor kid. You had to get a scholarship offer from Nick Saban. The trials and tribulations you've been through on a football field, right? That's not really having to prove yourself.
Oh, I disagree.
Because you had to beat out the other good quarterbacks at the greatest college football program in the country.
Which, just to me,
you know what trials
adds to
are?
His credibility.
You got one offer, so you went to North Dakota State or Minnesota or Idaho or something.
Andy, you never see those guys. And there's a reason for that. I disagree.
Well, you're wrong.
Well, that's right. I'll take my chances. The reason that it creates adversity for them, and to me,
is competition adversity now? Are we now calling competition adversity?
No, but when you
is that how soft we've gotten in this day and age? If I ask you to compete for your job and it isn't just handed to you, that's adversity?
No, it's not.
Well, then they didn't have adversity. They faced competition.
No.
There's a difference.
No, I'm not talking about that. But when you talk about a guy like Mac Jones, who had to go to all the rivals camps, who had to knock on doors to get quite auditions and tryouts, okay? He didn't have people knocking on his door.
How do you think he went to all those camps?
When you're in that world, I don't know, his dad drove him.
And
but,
paid for him.
Okay, fine.
Like, that's not adversity.
Yes, it is,
the
Andy.
Places a lot of
Andy,
these kids come from and the lack point? Of opportunities.
Okay, will you just let
How
me
How long are we going to make a dumb point?
No. Will you shut up and let me make my point? The point is that in that bubble of quarterbacks, in that range, it's adversity compared to other guys. Like Warren, who's been competitive, he's been a number one pick since his freshman year. He could have come out and he would have been high in the draft no matter what. No one thought that Lawrence was ever going to be beneath number one. This guy's right. ticket was punched. Mac Jones has been questioned. He's been questioned when he went to Alabama. He was questioned coming out of high school. He's been questioned in that arena. Yes, is it the same of playing quarterback at UNH? No, it's not. Just like Brady. Brady was questioned. He couldn't win the starting job over Drew Henson. He was one of five guys. He could have transferred. He didn't.
Sure.
Mac Jones could have transferred. He didn't. He stuck it out. Compared to the other top quarterbacks, these guys faced adversity. In the world that we know, did they face adversity?
No. So we're now painting competition as adversity.
Not competition.
If we make you compete.
Compared to the other quarterbacks that they were
like
drafted
Kyle Trask,
with,
who never started a game in high school. Did he face adversity?
Yeah, I know. He was the backup quarterback. He could have left.
Right.
He's not in the top five. When you compare him to the other four quarterbacks, Mac Jones has faced more adversity than those other guys. Look at the Mr. BYU, Mr. Plastic Face.
He didn't face adversity?
No, he didn't play anybody.
No, but he was fighting for his job.
That's competition.
You just said competition is adversity.
Andy, you're totally
What about Trey Lance?
You're totally
Trey Lance, nobody wanted him, so he goes to North Dakota State.
To be quarterback, he could have played positions elsewhere.
No, right,
he
so that's adversity.
Positions
so that's not just competition.
Receiver.
Not only do we not want you as our quarterback, we don't think you're a quarterback.
Yeah, so he wouldn't
Mac
play
Jones
elsewhere, but he could have been a wide receiver.
Was thought to be a quarterback at the elite this and the elite that, where he was competing with Trevor Lawrence.
They don't.
He was on a national stage.
He beat Trevor Lawrence. He
I
beat
know.
Trevor Lawrence.
And then he got screwed, if you believe the stories, because there was like some boxing like judging system.
And they still went with Lawrence.
So that's,
I'm telling you.
That's adversity to you.
Yes.
Okay, because it's not with me.
Yeah. I mean,
to me, that's the golden spoon of football.
No.
You go to Michigan, Brady. You go to Alabama. Oh, my God, you have to compete. We didn't just hand you the job at one of the great programs.
How many stories at quarterback are there about Jerry Rice?
Blah, blah.
I hate you.
Why do you hate me for being honest and realistic?
No, because...
And not buying into the narratives?
You don't have to buy into what I'm saying, but
okay,
I'm saying that this guy has faced adversity.
Well, you know what? I hope my son faces the kind of adversity he faces and gets a scholarship offer from Nick Saban and then has to earn his position.
Right.
He won't, because he doesn't have the throwing coach and the sports psychologist to fall back on like Mac Jones did, like Tom Brady did over the years. Don't you love that? You know, Jones throwing coach
yes.
for the last 12 years... You're doing the math, and you're like, wait, he's 22. He's had a throwing coach since 10? Like, what are we doing in calling that adversity?
They all have.
The silver in Lincoln Sudbury, they all have. I agree with you, Gare.
They
all have. But they don't all have that. Some of them actually face adversity and claw their way to the top.
When you look at the top five quarterbacks,
you see what Najee Harris did on draft weekend?
What's that?
You see what Najee Harris did at draft weekend?
Yes.
What did he do?
He went to a school, or he went to a homeless shelter.
Yeah, you know why?
Right, because that's
where
he
lived. That seems like adversity to me. That's not competing for your job at Alabama. That's real-world adversity to trying to get to where you want to be.
You're not listening to my point at all.
It's true. When I hear dumb stuff, I tend to ignore it.
No, my point is not dumb at all. That is, of course, it's real-world adversity. As I said, it is real-world adversity. Compared to the other five quarterbacks that he was drafted, he was the number five guy. He has faced adversity in that world. He was not tapped to be number one. He had to wait for Tua to get hurt. If Tua doesn't get hurt, does he win? He had to win the job. Fine, competition at Alabama. He was not the number one guy from his freshman year like Lawrence. That's the difference. That's why I like
him. So you're just comparing him to Lawrence?
No,
because Zach Wilson, his coaches told him last year, you better compete for this job. And that's why he was driving 8 hours to work out with, you know, John Beck in California or whoever the hell it was. And that's adversity, right?
Zach Wilson.
But he's the silver spoon boy.
He totally is the silver spoon. More
Mac Jones isn't?
Just because
Mac Jones' uncle doesn't own JetBlue?
Zach Wilson has a silver trough.
So why did he drive 8 hours to,
Did he have a driver? He should have flown. You think he'd take
Well, I was
Jet
thinking
Blue.
If he truly called JetBlue's helicopter guy.
All right, 617-779-7937 is the phone number here. I did a little exercise regarding the Patriots' record with Cam Newton or with Mac Jones. Do you think the record will be any different with either one?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. Elaborate. Which way does it go?
I thought this was one of those big market teases or something that you like to do.
No, yeah, I'm not there yet.
I think if Mac Jones takes the starting job, like I want to phrase this properly, doesn't just stumble into it or Cam gets hurt. If he takes the starting job, because between May and September, Bill sees, whew, that guy's a leader. He is what we thought he was, IQ-wise, football, who the release, he reads the Yeah, I think the record will be better with Mac Jones, even though he's a rookie, because I look at this team. I may be spitballing my column for tomorrow. If we weren't fixated on the quarterback position, what are the questions we'd be talking about with this team? Because
there aren't any.
I mean, there's the receiver position, you know, they don't have a number one receiver. But if you look at it,
he's filled every hole with free agency.
It's a pretty damn good football team with an offensive line, running backs. They can run the ball. They've added to the passing game. They have the tight ends. Defensively, they restocked the front seven. They kept, so far, the back end stars, right? Gilmore, J.C. Jackson, Devin McCourty. I look at it and say, yeah, it's a good football. This is more of a team. They thought they could run the ball and play defense a year ago and play special teams.
Right.
This team, I think, is actually built to do that. So if you get legitimate Mac Jones, I just need you to guide this ship. I need you every once in a while on third down to hit Jonnu Smith in stride so he can pick up seven on third and six. Like, we're going to ask you to do that three or four times a game. The rest of the time, punt. Don't turn it over, right? Be a game manager early in your career. If you get Mac Jones like that, I think you can win. What do you want to say? Three more games? Two to three more games over Cam at least?
Before I tell you what I...
You got cards and everything.
I got cards. Yes, I'm not. Hang on, I'm holding
it. You do one shift a week. You got plenty of time to prep for this.
Oh, totally. Man, I got a lot of
time. Start getting those stupid texts on Wednesday.
I know. You could tell I'm lonely. I will. By the way, I will be reading the headlines with Greg Hill on Monday morning, and I volunteered to do it. That's how...
Does that mean you don't have to get paid?
Oh, let's not go crazy.
Well, you said you volunteered.
Oh, no, I volunteered. That's what I volunteered to get paid. Do you think there's not... I need to phrase this right so you don't misunderstand me, because sometimes it's hard.
Yes, it is. But, yeah. It is very
hard. Do you think there's any difference when it comes to the expectation, not the execution on the field, we know that's different, but the expectation and the pressure of being a starting quarterback at Alabama on a Saturday afternoon or a Saturday night, or for the Patriots Sunday at 1?
Oh, I actually think on a smaller circle that it's greater there.
Okay.
Down there in Tuscaloosa. Yeah. Now, I don't know that spreads out across a larger Roll Tide Alabama nation.
Right.
I think Patriot Nation is bigger. But I think in that building and in that community, that is every bit as pressure filled as he's going to face here. Every bit. Or more.
It might be more.
Yeah.
It might be more.
And the other comparison is the immediate pressure of the 70-year-old legendary dude on the sideline with a glare that can go right through you. Nick Saban, Bill Bell, same.
Same deal.
So that, like, person-to-person pressure of that guy, I think, is the same.
Well, now how does this go down? And I know Spaz, talk to me.
Yes.
What we're going to do is your man on the street thing. We're going to bump that. This is like the Tonight Show. We're going to bump
It's the best thing you guys will have on the show today.
I know it will, but you're just going to have to slow your roll. Okay,
you got it, boss.
Yeah, this is why your mother...
Apparently Spaz didn't like the first segment. Thing we're going to have
kidding.
Is what we
got. I was just kidding.
No, don't kid. Look, just because Mom slapped you. You've got to...
Multiple times.
We should. I could get myself in trouble with bad Mother's Day jokes. But anyways,
please do.
But we're going to... Yeah. I'm going to give you my record with Newton and with Jones coming up. And then we are going to get to the man on the street stuff. But did you see also in the How article, and I know you don't like it when I quote like other writers because I think you get a little jealous.
No, I'm fine with it. I hate when you quote yourself.
Oh, well, I'll have to do that again soon.
Write something first.
But, that I don't get paid for. Talk to the editor on that one. But the story in How's article in The Athletic said,
Jeff Ho of The Athletic.
Jeff Ho!
Jeff Howe said... he was doing the scout team. Mac Jones was doing the scout team, and he was just supposed to do running plays.
Yeah.
So he checked off, and he started to throw the ball deep. And Saban got at his grill and said, don't do that.
So he's a tryhard.
Yeah, no, and then...
You know how annoyed I get on the practice field that? When the defense knows what's coming or the offense knows what's coming,
you're
trying
to work
on something.
Can you let me finish the sentence? He gets annoyed like I get annoyed with you because you don't let me finish my sentence. But what I was saying was Jones says, well, they got to stop me then. And he fired back at Saban, and Saban yelled at him. And Saban in the locker room after said with the coaches, that was great.
Right.
How does that happen if he says that to Belichick?
I think the same way. Bill will probably yell at him and then go back and talk to Josh and say, boy's got spunk. We might have a little something here.
Tagway's record with Newton or with Jones is next. Andy might fall off his chair. Don't go away.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're right back to it. Tanguy and Hart on EEI.
This Sunday is Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
All right, give your mother a kiss and I'll kick your teeth in.
Hey, shut up. You're not my real mom.
You know you love the weekend.
Your mother was a hunter.
It's Mother's Day and you're ruining it.
Hey, this Sunday is Mother's Day. Now, if you haven't gotten your mom a gift yet, can't go wrong with a gallon of gasoline, huh? It's a little pricey, but hey, you only got one mom, you know?
Don't talk dirty. What does mama say about little boys who talk dirty?
I don't know. What
yeah, what's
say?
The payoff?
What's the punchline? Where's the punchline?
Wait, it's just a comeback. Wait till you guys hear the PSA I made. That thing's phenomenal.
When do I get the description?
Yeah, when's that coming up?
Well, we're just going to play it. I can't tell you guys what it is. This is what a good producer... Here, real quick. What a good producer does is not tell the hosts what's coming, so you get a nice... you get the good reaction, the real, not the fake.
Organic reaction?
Organic, that's
like,
the word.
Like that
organic.
One, like, what the hell was that? There was no punchline.
Yeah, it's I'd like to know the end of the joke. Oh.
Guys, it's a comeback to bring you guys back on and acknowledge the mom.
Right. We call it a rejoiner.
I just feel unfulfilled.
That is Amon Espaz, by the way. Producing the show today. 617-779-7937, Tangway and I. We're talking about Cam Newton versus Mac Jones. Andy and I do not disagree on this. We disagree on Mac Jones's upbringing.
His adversity.
His adversity, my
all
friend.
All his trials and tribulations.
But we both agree that Mac Jones should start this year. I want the guy to start week one for a couple of reasons. I think it gives him the best chance to win. I want him to get experience, and it's more entertaining. It's just better. It's better TV. It's just more entertaining. So
what if Cam's great, though?
Well, that's another reason. If he's great, then how do you pull him?
Well, I don't have to if he's great.
Well, yeah, okay. Listen, I don't think that's going to happen, but I'd rather still have
Picture
Mac Jones.
This. Super Bowl, what are we at, 50, whatever?
Don't go there. What, Cam gets to the Super
The New
Bowl?
England Patriots and Cam Newton face the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo. Two quarterbacks that neither coach wanted on their roster at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles.
And for good reason. I can tell you that right now. Well, except I don't know about Garoppolo.
You don't know about Cam Newton. Dude's an MVP.
Andy, stop it.
What year was that?
You don't believe this. You don't believe this. You don't believe it. Andy, you don't believe it.
I don't believe it, but...
Andy, that is crazy. Don't even bring it
up. There's lots of craziness in this world. Crazier things have happened.
Speaking of
that... You heard that cliche?
Yeah, but I don't know if they have. I don't know if crazier things have happened than Cam Newton going to the Super Bowl for the Patriots this year.
That's the craziest thing you can think of?
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything crazier.
Oh, you hate Cam more than
not including
most.
A tragedy. I'm talking
Let's
about
Let's keep it
100. Sports.
Let's keep it 100. He's in year two. I can't
Patriots
even say
record with Cam Newton. And obviously we don't have the dates yet. They come out Wednesday.
Yeah.
Just have the home and away.
And everybody's just waiting for that Tampa Bay one.
Oh, I know. We want to know
hottest
what's happening.
Ticket in town.
Is going to be Sunday night? Or no, Robert. One of the theories, Robert wants it at 1. What are you, crazy?
I certainly don't think it's going to be Thanksgiving night. I agree with Ryan Hannibal.
Sunday night.
That's a waste. Why? Everybody's going to watch whatever's on Thanksgiving night. Why would you put a great game on Thanksgiving night?
No, it's going to be a Sunday night
game. I also think that's sneaky late in the year where, what if your Patriots aren't that good by then?
Well, that's why I think you're right about that. I think the Bucs will come, say, in the first 4 weeks.
I would love that. Let's go. Okay, what's your record?
So with Cam Newton, and this, I have to explain my methodology, okay? All right, my methodology is... The potential. Does Cam Newton have a chance to win a football game against this team?
We're not going game by game, are we?
Oh, yeah, I did. Well, no, I don't have to if you don't want me to. But Mac Jones, does he have the potential to win this game? I have Cam Newton, you ready, going 8-9.
Okay, 8-9, okay.
8-9. I have Mac
Jones. So much like his record a year ago, he went 7-9, 8-9, right. Extra game, extra win.
I have Mac Jones going 11-6.
I don't hate it.
Well, after I did it, because I did go game by game, and I went Tanguay 11-6. That's a little utopic. That's a little crazy.
You asked me before the break,
right?
The difference, and I said 2 or 3 more wins. You gave him 3 more wins.
I did.
I don't think that's silly.
But I look at 11-6 for a rookie quarterback, and I go, wow, Tanguay, are you over the top? And I guess I'm not.
No. And now, keep in mind, that may not be the playoffs. 11-5 didn't make it a year ago. New 17-game season.
Yeah, that's fine. That's
you
true.
May not make no, the playoffs at 11. Not. You may. I'm not saying I would totally kick you. You obviously didn't make the playoffs with Cam Newton and his record at 8-9. You may or may not make the playoffs there. I don't think that's now. These are also full seasons, correct?
Yeah.
No, I'm just making sure it's not like Cam starts three games and now Mac Jones comes in and has to play either catch up or.
I won't go through each thing, but you know, for example, thank you.
Thank you. You know, does he beat the Bucs? Does either of them beat the Bucs and Tom Brady?
No.
That stinks.
Why?
Because Mac Jones beating Tom Brady, we would throw a parade in this.
Oh, my God. The drama would be terrific. But unreal. I just think that, and I don't think it's necessarily as crazy as it sounds about the quarterbacks. I just think the Bucs are a better team.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just loaded. Everybody's
back.
They
were good. They won the Super Bowl. They brought all their.
And they're going to want to win it for Brady. We all know this.
Well, they might want to win it for Brady. That is the one criticism. If you're a tried and true, in Bill We Trust, Patriots honk looking at the Bucs from afar. They didn't bring in the Junior Seau type or any of those veterans that might be, you know, all in on the ring that maybe bring a certain attitude. There could be, if you are a negative Nelly, complacency. We just want it. Do we really want to go through all that again? I know we wanted to keep the band together, but are we as dedicated? I think that's a talking point I'd be having in Tampa right now.
Possibly, but with that quarterback, it's hard to imagine.
Is Hart jacked up on coffee or Coke? Coffee.
You tell me. You were sniffing earlier on. You were snoring. You had
you
some nasal
I
trouble.
Come in like this every Sunday.
Yeah,
this is all like, natural.
You're like this every day.
Yeah, I like to talk sports. It's fun.
I understand.
And I like to point out your inefficiencies of thought.
You like to do that with everybody.
It's true. Isn't that kind of part of this job? Okay, so you got Mac Jones at 11-6, baby. Right. Couldn't beat Brady, but beat a lot of other teams.
Okay, for example. Okay. Cam doesn't beat the Browns. Mac Jones does.
Okay. Can I ask a big picture question here about your methodology or your interpretation? Does he lose more games or does he fail to win more games?
Fail to win.
Okay. Because he had opportunities last year, some of those circumstances,
right.
Buffalo, Denver, Seattle, where he couldn't quite close it out. And then I guess Buffalo you could put in both because he fumbled. He kind of lost that game theoretically for them. So Mac Jones wins games, like makes plays.
Makes a play or two.
Does late enough in game to win. Or whatever.
Just enough
sets
to
up
win.
A field goal, boom. Big Nick Folk nails it, and he wins.
Yeah.
Maybe he only threw for 212 yards, but he Brady'd it. 2001 Brady'd it.
Audibles at the line of scrimmage, makes the right call.
Putting a lot on this rookie's shoulders, huh?
Am I?
A little bit. Okay. I mean, if you say the fifth best quarterback joins a team that didn't make the playoffs a year ago.
Right.
With also all new players. Like no continuity on the team in
that's
terms
a
of
good
the passing
point.
Game.
That's a good
There's
point.
A lot of that's I remember when they put together the freaking Golden State Warriors, there was a lot of talk of, you know, these are all great players, or even the Nets now, but it takes time. They need to work together. You know, there's an efficiency that needs to be reached.
Well, you saw with the Heat when
Boom.
LeBron went to the Heat the first year.
Boom. I mean, you're saying okay. Mac Jones takes over Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry, Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne.
I didn't say they're the greatest show Boom. On turf.
You got 11 wins. Nothing to sneeze at in the National Football
League.
No,
I think with all the weapons you have, and I think, quite frankly, that Josh is going to be able to do more with Mac than he can with Cam. So Tennessee is my other one. Tennessee is at home. With Cam Newton, they lose. They win with Mac Jones in a nail biter.
Ooh.
A nail biter.
Vrabel, Belichick.
Yeah, in a great game.
Okay.
In a great game.
I like that one.
Okay. Now we go to the away games. I got Atlanta. They lose with Cam. They win with Mac. I'm guessing.
It's a good thing everybody's still sleeping because you need to put them to sleep.
I'm putting them to sleep. And that's it. Those are my three differences. Those are my three games. I'm not going to go through the rest. Those are my three games.
Thank God. I don't think it's ridiculous. I don't think
I'm shocked. I thought you were going to be all over me.
No.
Quite frankly, I thought this segment was going to work better because I thought you were going to dump all over it.
No, if you get Cam Newton that has been Cam Newton last year, the year before,
right.
The struggling, limited, end of career, running out of gas Cam Newton, and you get Mac Jones, who is billed as heady, leadership, charisma, pocket presence, doesn't make mistakes, accurate, if they live up to their present bios,
right.
Why is that ridiculous?
Why am I buying into the Mac Jones
Because you're a
Kool-Aid.
Sucker. You're a bit of a sucker.
I really am buying into it.
I know. And then you'll be the first to rip it when he stinks.
Sure. My God, are you kidding me?
Right. That's kind of
I praise the Celtics. They're now, oops, excuse me, I said their name. That's blasphemy. Oh my God, it's saying the name of the Boston basketball team for me right now is like.
So they're like Washington now? The Boston basketball team.
Boston basketball. Thank you.
I'm going to have to buzz you every time you say it.
The Boston basketball team. It's like saying a name, my mother's name in vain. God rest her soul, Bertha Tanguay. I can't.
Bertha? Is that what you said?
Don't.
I'm not.
Don't.
I'm just asking.
Don't. You make fun of my mother's name. It's over. It is.
I'm
over.
Just asking.
She was a saint.
I've never known a Bertha.
No, yeah, but I could tell by the tone of your voice.
No, you can't.
No, we can.
Andy,
we
presumptive. All know, that's Andy, prejudice.
We all like you, but we all know you're an ass, okay? You are the most likable ass I know.
Thank you.
We know that.
Appreciate that.
You are a likable ass.
Appreciate that.
Guys, would you agree that Andy is a likable ass?
Absolutely.
Yeah, don't ask the texters, though.
Don't.
Okay. The ass part will make it. Something else will.
Yeah, likable, okay. I don't know. Ass, definitely.
But what I don't understand is, and when I say I don't understand, it's because I don't know. I'm asking the question. I'm not sitting here saying you guys are all stupid. But why does everybody lump Mac Jones into all the other Alabama guys like A.J. McCarron and this, you know, and all this and Tua and all this? Why do they do that?
Oh.
Because his numbers are through the roof.
Yeah,
why?
I don't think people that actually look at it, that's the easy first crutch. That was like January.
Right, well, those are the naysayers. Discussion. Like, anybody could win at Alabama. He's got great all right. these tools. I mean, A.J. McCarron, you know, but, all these guys have failed.
But I would also separate the two things you just lumped together. Whether the anybody could win at Alabama thing is more of a present tense. Yeah, they had two wide receivers that went in the top 10 picks of the draft. Yeah. They had the best offensive line in the country. They had a running back who went in the first round, maybe the best running back in the country. That's a different argument than, you know, what's Alabama ever produced at the quarterback position? Well, I personally, I think I've said this to you, I think Nick Saban has changed his priorities, his recruitment, his teachings at Alabama. He acknowledged you don't win with a big bruising defense national titles anymore. It's now an offensive game, which is why you've seen an injection of the Henry Ruggs and the Jalen Waddles and these number one wide receivers, right. These top half of the first round, because he has recruited in that direction and he has decided offense wins championships, not defense. This isn't 1947 anymore. And I think Mac Jones is one of the new age quarterbacks in that era where he says, now, we're going to throw the ball a whole hell. He was the first one to throw for 4,500 yards at Alabama.
Right.
Like, first one. So don't compare him to A.J. McCarron that was managing the game and doing. So I separate the history of those guys that haven't been great quarterbacks from this guy's good, but how good? Because he did have elite weapons around him, and you and I argued about this. He won't have that advantage anymore. He is taking a step down in the advantageous matchups he has between offensive line, defensive line, wide receivers, and cornerbacks. Can he step his game up? Can he still be the accurate, throws him open, throws him in position to make plays afterwards? That's a legitimate question. But I don't compare Mac Jones to past, like Joe Burrow, I didn't compare to Russell, you know, or any of the other failed quarterbacks out of LSU. I said, nope, Joe Burrow looks like a damn good quarterback to me.
All right, it's Tanguay and Hart, 617-779-7937. Coming up at 10 o'clock, who is the next superstar here in Boston? We've got at least three nominees right now. Did somebody on the text line just make you laugh?
Yeah, they're starting to send in yo mama jokes.
Oh, boy.
For Mother's Day.
It's time to go. Coming up next, Spaz hits the street. Andy and I both want Mac Jones to star week one. We'll find out what you think next.
Back to more of what you want to hear. Tanguay and Hart on EEI.
All right, Andy and I agree that Mac Jones should start week one. I mean, you're saying week one. I say week one. I'm adamant about that. I want him out of the gates. You're like, eh.
I want him to win the job. I don't want to just anoint him or hand it to him.
That if he doesn't win the job, there's a problem. I mean, the fact that people think Cam Newton's going to be better is just ridiculous.
He's pro-ready. That's all I heard. Wasn't that the whole discussion with San Francisco? He's pro-ready. Yeah. If he lands in San Fran, then Jimmy's free because he's going
to
start.
All right, Spaz was hitting the streets. You know, Andy and I want Mac Jones to start. So, Spaz, what do you got?
All right, so I have three people. I went against...
We lost one right off
no,
the
No, because the fourth one I didn't
fourth
use.
One, huh?
Listen, I went against everything that I like, and I interviewed two guys. Normally, when I do this, the rule is guys don't want to hear dudes talk. But since it's sports radio, I switched it up.
Should we leave now?
What? I have a girl.
I'm a dude.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
You
I
just
didn't,
said no one wants to listen.
I didn't
to
mean the hosts, guys. Oh, okay. Not the hosts. I'm talking about the people on the street.
He's backing up
beep, when it comes beep to good audio. So I have three people. We have a guy named Derek. We have a guy named Sam, and then we have the best one. But I'll say, is that all right, Gary, if I go from worst to best?
Yes, go ahead. Whatever you want to do, Spaz. Right,
so that's a lady. We're going to end with a lady.
We're going to end. What I did is
I
asked all of them who is going to start. So this one here, who's going to start? Cam or Mac Jones? And we'll go with Derek first. We'll play it right now. Is that cool?
Go ahead.
Derek.
The new quarterback will start. He's not broken up. Cam Newton's, you know, his joints, his kneecaps, no good. His arm, no good. You know, keep him for a year, put him out, boop, bring up that other quarterback, and we got a winner. The Patriots would go 9-6, but they would be in the playoffs, guaranteed playoffs. We might sneak a wild card and grab a, we could get a Super Bowl if you really want to.
Wow. There's a lot there. I love every bit of it. Didn't know Cam had bad kneecaps. Not really sure where that comes from.
Specifically the
kneecaps, not the knees.
Right, but the knee.
Just the cap.
Yeah.
Put now, him out. Boop.
Did what's his name get a hold of him? Who's the new Lions coach who threatened to bite people's kneecaps?
That would
off?
Be Dan Campbell.
Did Dan Campbell get a? Did he run into Cam on the beach and bit his kneecaps off? So we now have a kneecapless quarterback. I'd also like to point out.
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
See, they fought on the beach and he took his kneecap off. Now we got a kneecapless Cam. The other issue we have here. So very rarely in the NFL do games get canceled or right? Usually it's a massive tragedy. Massive, right. Like 9/11 like.
Right. Or you had a COVID season where things get rescheduled.
Right.
But that's not going to
so
happen.
So this guy is predicting right. Some sort of massive tragedy, right. Pandemic 2.0, because somehow the Patriots lost two games.
Yes, they did.
They finished 9-6 in a 17-game season.
Yes, they did.
I like could get a Super Bowl if you really want to.
Who do you get next, Spaz?
I have a follow-up question. So I asked Derek a follow-up question. I said, did ownership have a say in whether or not they should draft a quarterback?
I feel like this guy knows.
So here we go.
No, never have the decision in football. It might have a decision in money, but not the sport. Bill Belichick and the owner. The owner said, try this kid. Belichick didn't really want that kid to because he was a rookie. A third string, what was he, third string quarterback? Come on, you know? Belichick, hey, listen, look, he's old. He needs a massage. He ain't got his wife with him. So, of course, he got to get a massage. So what, he paid for a massage? Not guilty. Come on. Not guilty. Anybody could go get a massage.
Okay, so Belichick.
You know when I said there was a lot in the first cut? There's more in the second cut.
See, this is why Spaz is good at what he does. He builds that up. There's a crescendo. There's a climax.
That is, and this is the worst of the three?
So what, he paid for a massage?
Okay.
Not guilty.
Yes, that in my opinion, that's the worst of the three.
Wow.
Oh, wow. So
what was his name? What was that?
This is Derek.
Derek. Big
all
fan
right,
of Derek.
Okay, what do you get next, Spaz?
Okay, so we're going to go with Sam. Let me cue Sam up. Sam's another guy. I asked the first question. Please bear with me on this guy because he doesn't answer the question. So the first question is Mac Jones or Cam Newton. Here we go.
I ain't concerned about it. I'm talking about Brady right now. You know why I have to say that, sir? Because there's no way he just did a seven, and he did it in Florida. And wait, Trump is Trump. It's in Florida. Florida's the thing now. It's the first place, even with Texas, that they got less masking and they ain't got them. I mean, is it hard to read? Is it hard to see? But if you just working with him, he'll work with you. And we all equal. Three things I know is equal. The graveyard don't discriminate. Come on in. There's a little private chair. There's a shower of the bathroom. It's right in that area there. It don't.
I love him. The graveyard don't discriminate.
Oh, what a line.
That is awesome.
Come on in.
We have subtitles. I may have missed a word here or there.
Did anybody know what he was talking about at all?
No.
At all?
I don't care.
Florida and Texas, masks?
No masks, yeah, something.
The only thing I got was this.
I ain't concerned about it. I'm talking about Pup Brady right now.
I ain't concerned about it, but I'm talking about Pup Brady.
Puff Brady?
Puff Brady, that was it.
I ain't concerned about I'm my Puff Brady right now.
Can I get a description? You know, Gary's big into, like, screenplays. What is the character I'm seeing looking like?
No teeth. So I apologize.
You don't say.
That could affect the enunciation.
He was also a had a Bible with him. He was one of those people that were, you know, he asked me what my favorite passage in the Bible was. Of course, I mentioned about, you know, a tree and good fruit. And
I think it was the third one, sir. The third passage for me.
Tree and good fruit.
Okay. What was his name again?
His name is Sam.
I like
Come
Sam.
On in.
If you want to find Sam, you can find him on Mass Ave.
No, Sam might invite me to the graveyard. I'm staying as far as...
It doesn't discriminate, Andy.
Far as way as possible.
I'm with Amy.
Come
that's
on
the,
in.
That's the best line, man. Sam can preach all day. The graveyard does not discriminate.
Nope. So I asked him the same question, a follow-up question,
uh-oh,
you know, about the owner, and he just doesn't answer the question whatsoever. So here we go.
I know that Belichick said something about Brady couldn't do much without him. If that's true, Brady just proved that Boston need him. He don't need them. A pro football player, quarterback, can prosper anywhere like a fruit tree, like a seed. All a seed got to do is find soil and it'll grow. And the poorest city there is it Nigeria, I think, over there in the third world, over that poverty, guess what? The tree still grow and it ignores all of that there. So that's how it, like Michael Jordan can play anywhere. Larry Bird can play anywhere. Bobby Orr, if he didn't retire from the Boston Bruins, can play anywhere. A pro don't matter. What you need to do when you run into a pro is be careful how you talk with him. He can do all that. So it ain't where he at. It ain't where he at. It's just who he got to work with.
That is the best soundbite of this show so far. And I'm
I
talking
agree.
About going back to 9 o'clock. He made more sense than what Andy and I have said all day.
Well, you anyway.
Well, okay, fine. But Berg, he's on the money.
Berg can play anywhere.
This guy's got some good lines.
He's
the thing
good.
About a seed can grow in any soil, a good seed. That's a good
pros
line.
Pros can play anywhere.
Yeah.
I am praying with this guy's
well,
preaching.
I want to go like to this him. Guy's church or corner or
like
whatever he preaches.
Like a fruit tree.
I like this
Come
dude.
On,
I vote
like
Sam.
Like a fruit tree.
Sam is the next co-host on the morning show. That's what the text line suggested.
Hold on. This is my favorite one. I don't care.
I mean, is it hard to read? Is it hard to see?
He's the best.
He's the best.
Although, no, he isn't. Not in Spaz's mind.
Okay, Spaz, what do we got?
Anytime we talk about the Bruins or Bobby Orr from now on, it's
Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Bobby Orr.
Well, he knows his sports. He's been around.
Yeah.
You
better more than
you. Be careful how you talk with him.
I remember Bobby Orr. Barely.
All right.
So now we have the best.
Well, I think this one, listen, it's because I like to hear females talk, so I think this one's the best. I just got to find it.
There's a phone number for that, Spaz.
Hey, girl.
My wife would kill me, so.
Spaz. I like to hear females.
Mother's
talk.
Day. What are we doing on Mother's Day?
Sorry. This is the best. All right, so this girl's name is Carrie, and I ask her the first question, and which is, who's going to start? Cam Jones? Or Cam Jones. Sorry, Mac Jones or Cam Newton.
I want me some of that Mac Jones. I want me some of that Mac sauce. Young, hot, white man. I'm into that. That's my type of man. My preference. And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
What I meant was, who do you think is the better player?
Mac Jones is the future, and that's the one I want to live in. How's that? 6'1", mother 7.
Whoa!
Come on!
Whoa.
Sunday morning.
That to a
I'm a
place.
Little taken aback by all
Plus,
this.
Has she seen the pudgy Mac Jones photo? Because sure.
Maybe she likes a guy with meat on his bones.
True. Bit of a chaser.
And I want me some of that Mac sauce in my dinner.
In your what?
In my dinner. This is. I love when she says this.
6'1" mother 7.
She's loyal to the community. I can appreciate that.
Is she the most Boston person alive?
Oh, yeah.
6'1" mother 7.
I know I'm asking a lot of questions about these men
yeah,
on the street.
Yeah, yeah.
What time was this?
Well, this was like noon.
Jesus.
This polluted.
It was like noon.
That's why I wanted to clarify.
Listen,
oh my
so
God.
You have to understand that the street audio stuff, right, it's an art. Jones should stop. This is why.
Right.
We don't want that stuff. We want to find people like Sam, like Derek, and like Kerry for good entertainment.
I'm going with Sam.
Sam's so far. You like Sam. We have another cut, though. Can
okay, oh, go Kerry ahead. Gets to finish.
Kerry, let's just hear. We'll
let's
just
go, Kerry.
I want me some of that go mother Pats. I'm tired of hearing his down talk, and I want us to be about that life like we once were. So I want me some go mother Pats. Mac Jones is that guy. I want to see how he plays in my bedroom and on the field. How's
whoa,
that?
Whoa, what are we doing?
Mac Jones, mother
Kerry. Kerry, settle down. Word.
I mean, she's excited.
She likes her some Mac Jones.
She likes the pudgy doughboy.
Yeah.
How's that?
I mean, listen. I think if Kerry, man, you are a woman, you know what you want.
Right. Respect that. A strong-minded, right. strong-willed woman.
Strong women.
You want it, you go
you
get
want.
It, Kerry.
That's right.
He likes
go
cookies.
Pat.
Bake him some cookies. That's your way to his heart.
All right, Spags.
Mac Jones, motherfucker.
She's about that life.
I ain't concerned about it. I'm at Hup Brady right now.
I have no idea where this show goes from here.
Nope.
But we'll just see if we can keep it on the rails. Good job, Spaz. Who's the next superstar in Boston coming up on WEEI?